Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we're continuing on Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, and Darkeinu, the Talmidim, by the way, speaking of the Talmidim, I'm enjoying so much learning with you. Aviran, the Beis Medrash is beautiful, and the Pilpul Chaverim is beautiful, and the Chavrusis, it's a joy to be a part of, and Be'ezer Hashem, we should continue to be growing a lot together. So Kedarkeinu with the Talmidim, after every shir, there's always a beautiful Hosafa, so it seems like that every shir continues a little bit with something that was mentioned that was connected to the previous shir. In the previous shir, we had begun Simen Kuf Pei Dalet and discussed Vizarta Mene Yisrael Mitumasam and the Halacha of Lechiyuv Prisha Samuch Levesta. And a couple of Talmidim pointed out that we did not, in certain instances, qualify whether we were talking about a woman that has a Veses Kavua or a Veses She'ena Kavua. So, first of all, as far as the topic, as the Talmidim pointed out, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that we were talking about a woman in Sif Aleph that had a Veses Kavua. So one could have argued that in Sif Bet, also we're talking about a woman who has a Veses Kavua. Now the difference in regards to Sif Beis, of whether the woman has a Veses Kavua or not, might be monumental. So take, for example, we saw that there are those who are machmir, that when a woman's period is expected to come, then there's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa for them to separate. We saw that's a simple reading of the Rambam, and we saw that's the opinion of the Pesachei Teshuva in Sifkat and Gimel in the name of the Note of Yehuda and the Chsam Sofer. However, it is important to note this is probably not Aliva de Hilchasa according to the Pesachei Teshuva, but as we put on the Mar Mekomos on number 3, I just didn't mention it in the Shir, and one of the Talmidim raised it, and I remembered that Osa Aleph, I put it down, and that is a Chsam Sofer in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, says that this Chiyuv D'Oraisa Prisha is only going to be talking about when the woman has a Veses Kavua. In other words, who says that Vizarta B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam is a Din D'Oraisa on a woman who doesn't have a Veses Kavua? And as the Talmidim pointed out, the simple reading of Kuf Pei Dalet is we're talking about a woman who has a Veses Kavua. So it could very well be that in the case of the lost calendar that we spent a lot of time dealing with, at the end of the day, it could be that that was only talking about a woman with a Veses Kavua. That's a continuation from the previous year. We didn't point out. As well as Rav Tzvi pointed out that the Chochmas Adam that we had mentioned that had a fascinating point that said that the Gemara tells us that there's a requirement to be Poresh Samuch Levesta, next to the Veses, says the Chochmas Adam, if the woman's period dances around on one day, so that's all the Ona Mamish. And that, even if you're going to say that Samuch Levesta is the Rabbanan, the Ona Mamish, we saw last time that the Chochmas Adam says that the Ona Mamish is going to be D'Oraisa. So Rav Tzvi pointed out that the Chochmas Adam, again, one could assume is only talking, there's room to say he's only talking about Veses Kavua. And sure enough, that's what the Chochmas Adam is talking about. He's talking about only by a woman who has a Veses Kavua. And therefore, one has can be Mekel. There's room to be Mekel with a woman who has a Vesa She'ena Kavua in terms of viewing that whole day that's not predictable when she's going to see about the Chiyuv Prisha being D'Oraisa. Finally, I saw, and this I discussed with Yisrael and Moshe, that we saw that Rabbi Forrest, in the end, Rabbi Forrest is really stuck what to do with the woman with the lost calendar, but he does mention in the end the guy's Svara. He does mention from a Sefer Yad Yosef that I'm not familiar with. He does say, at the end of the day, it could very well be that even the Chsam Sofer and the Pesachei Teshuva, the Chsam Sofer, he's right, it's Mefurish, it's in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, that he says it's only by Veses Kavua. Maybe the only time we have to be Machmir and consider it as a Safek D'Oraisa is a woman who has a Veses Kavua. By Veses She'ena Kavua, maybe there's room to be Mekel. So the Talmidim's suggestion finds its way into a footnote of Rabbi Forrest, but you don't see Rabbi Forrest coming out clearly that that's the argument, but it's important what the Talmidim were Ma'orer. It doesn't change anything we said from the previous week, but what it does is it adds a nuance that we sort of took for granted, and the Chsam Sofer is Mekel, once again, for the Chiyuv Prisha, despite the fact that it's D'Oraisa, that's only talking about a Veses Kavua, but at the end of the day, it seems that most poskim assume that the Chiyuv Prisha would be D'Oraisa according to the Pischei Tshuva, whether it's a woman who has a Veses Kavua or a woman with a Veses She'eino Kavua. Okay, that's the Hosafas Talmidim from last week. Be'ez Hashem, what we're going to continue on with today, of course, is Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, and discussing finishing page number 3 in our outline, two very, very important Chumras. One of the Avi Yosef and the Ar Zeruah, important because there are many opinions as far as these Shitas are concerned. The Avi Yosef we're going to do, and we'll put in the rearview mirror, as we're going to see most poskim are Mekel vis-a-vis the Avi Yosef. The Ar Zeruah is going to be dancing around for a long time. Let's take a look first, dealing with the Avi Yosef. The Beis Yosef, in the Ibrahim Askel Kosvu Bahagoz Maimini, quotes the Rav Yoh. Kosa goes maimni b'shem Avi Yosef, v'kama ona. How much is an ona? Yom olayla b'yom e'nisam, v'tishrei, v'chatzi yom v'chatzi layla b'yom e'tamas v'tevis. The Avi Yosef says that an ona is not a day or night period. Rather, the ona is dependent on periods of time. So, for example, if the day is a winter day, which is short, says the Avi Yosef, it doesn't make sense for them to abstain from the Netzachama to Shkia. Because then it could very well be that you'll only have 8-9 hours worth of abstention, and the Chiyu of Onas should be longer. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, V'nir time Rishum Dimashma Dishir Ona Havayud Beis Shos, Me'ashos Shem Chav Dalid Yom. It needs to be 12 hours. Now, in regards to how you calculate the 12 hours according to the Avi Yosef, I saw that it really is different depending on who you ask. The Taz, his cheshbon of the Avi Yosef, works as follows. What's that?
Which basis were we reading?
We were reading in Kuf Pei Daladi Ramasvul Vikosvu. Vikosvu. The Taz says, very simply, that what you do according to the Avi Yosef is you take her Re'iyah, there's a long Taz in Sifkat and Beis, you take her Re'iyah, and you put 6 hours before, you calculate 6 hours before, and 6 hours afterwards. Very simple. That's how he makes the cheshbon. Do 6 hours before, 6 after. That's the Taz's understanding of the Avi Yosef.
This is a pre-Samach.
What's that? This is a 12-hour period of pre-Samach Levesta. Nekudas HaKesef has a slightly different cheshbon. We're not going to spend too much time on this, but it probably crossed your mind how you calculate this. The Nekudas HaKesef is about 12 lines before the end of Sif Katan Aleph, and the Nekudas HaKesef writes, V'ratza lomar d'inveses b'yom b'tkufas tevis, sh'ayom eino ela teisha shos, k'shebas lochush pam sheni lo sagi b'yom l'chud, ela tzarech lifro shah u'mechza kodem ayom, ad shah u'mechza b'tchilas ha'layla. So if the day, writes the Nekudas HaKesef, is 9 hours long, so you add an hour, that means it's missing 3 hours. You add an hour and a half before, or you add an hour and a half after. So how you calculate the Avi Yosef's concern, that at the end of the day, the Avi Yosef argues, who says it's just simply a day? What are you going to do in the winters when there are short days? So how would the Avi Yosef calculate? The Taz seems to say that you just take the Re'iyah, tag on 6 hours before, 6 hours after, that's 12. Or you take the day itself, and you add the missing hours, half of it to the previous time, which let's say the Re'iyah was during the day, you would add an hour and a half at the end of the night prior to the daytime, and an hour and a half afterwards. Yes, Rafa.
And it's talking about 60-minute hours.
That's right. And then you would be doing 60-minute hours. Correct. Okay, that's the shita. Those are the two shitas. I'd rather not focus on that too much. I'd like to focus something on a little bit basic. And then if you think it's important, Michael, let me know, okay? There is a very basic kasha that one could ask as far as this whole sugya, as this whole sugya unravels. L'chura, the Bach himself points out that there is a Beferish Gemara. Well, let me ask you. If I had asked you which was correct, the Av Yosef or the rest of the world, calculate hours, 12 hours, or you should calculate day or night, what would you have said based on what you've seen in Gemaras up until now? I would have said day or night. The Mishnayos that we spoke about, we saw, yeah, the Mishnayos on Daf Yudalit, Tezvav, Tezayin, speak about day and night. Not bad, huh? It's a strong raya. However, the Bach points out that on the other hand, there is a raya for the Av Yosef. Take a look at the Bach. Avram, this is the same place that I was reading from the Beis Yosef. It's Kosfu, it's at the end of Oz Beis in the Tur and the Beis Yosef. It's Dibra Maskel Kosa Bagos Maimini in the Bach. It's the last Bach before Dalit. He quotes the Av Yosef, Kosa Bagos Maimini, Perik Dal Debio, Ube Av Yosef, Kosa Donazu, O Yom O Laila. That's only Mimei Nisa Mitisha Vichatzi Yom Vichatzi Betam Svetemis. Vitema, ad kan lishona. Vigama Beis Yosef docha devarav. Also, Beis Yosef pushes the Av Yosef away. Umishum hachilo oviu b'shulchan aruch. And it's not brought on the shulchan aruch. However, says the Bach, in Perek HaTinokes, it expressly states on daf samachei amud beis that when you cheshbon an ona, you cheshbon based on hours. So even though the Mishnayos in the first and second Prakim speak about the Onas Hayom or the Onas Halayla, there's a Beferish Gemara, let's take a look at that Gemara, on Samachem of Beis, there's a Beferish Gemara that says that you calculate the hours. V'kama Ona! Look at that! Why is this a discussion in the Rishonim? It's a Gemara Mefureshes. Tes Samachem of Beis, 10 lines from the top. V'kama Ona! Ah, you have one opinion. I'm Rav Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan, O Yom O Laila. Very good. So you and I are familiar with the Mishnayos. So Rav Yochanan comes along and he corroborates what we're familiar with the Mishnayos. Then the Gemara goes on, the Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, about 13 lines on Samachay on the base, V'lo Pligi. Rav Chana says that's Chetzi Yom V'Chetzi Laila. And the Gemara says there's no Machlokis. Ha B'Tkufas Nisa Mitishrei, Ha B'Tkufas Tammuz V'Teve. So Gemara expressly states this distinction, that you have to adjust based on the timing of the year. So the Bach himself concludes, V'hachi naktina. So even though in Shulchan Aruch there's no mention of the Av Yosef, and the minute I'll give away the Psak Halacha, the Shevet HaLevi, the Chutshani, the Badei HaShulchan, and all poskim today collectively say that we should not be machmir for the Av Yosef. If that's so, we have to defend ourselves against the Beferish Gemara. That the Gemara in Samachem Abayz expressly states that this halach of Onas Yom and Onas Laila is only dependent on an equinox of a day. That if we're talking about days of Yimei Nisan V'Tishrei, so then in such a case, when they're even days, then you go B'Yom or B'Laila. However, you're going to have to adjust for a particular time. So who asks this question? The Taz. The Taz asks this question, Sifkatim Beis, in that long Taz, and the Taz gives a beautiful answer. In Dibra HaMaskel, I think you have it broken up as well, into a few Dibra HaMaskels in the Taz. You have the Ein Ze Inyan. Do you have it that way? In the Ein Ze Inyan. In the Ein Ze Inyan, the Taz says the following. I'll read a few lines from the Taz. It's about two-thirds of the way down in the Taz. The Ein Ze Inyan lahi deresh perik tinokis, delo talya ela bishos. There the Gemara expressly states that you calculate based on hours. Deshom koil inyan tinokis, sherosa bebeis avia shenises, achakach, shemuteris lishamish achar. There we're talking about, that Gemara is talking about an important halacha, and that is, if a woman sees, due to the fact that she had Bia Rishona, she sees blood, and we know that blood is Dam Besulim, it's Dam from her virginity. So then in such a case, the Gemara tells us that we give her 4 days. We give her 4 days. Shemuteres l'shamish achar birishana. V'tolin hadam bibesuda o yom o laila. I said 4 days because that's one opinion in the Gemara. There are different opinions. But at the end of the day, that's the sugya over there. How do you calculate the onas? And when? How long can we assume that the blood that's coming out is not dam nida, but is dam besulim? Now that is clearly an hourly period of time. In other words, if you hold that it's 4 nights and 4 days, so then it's 4 times 24. That's the period of time. If you hold it's less, so then it's less. But it's clearly a period of hours. If it's a period of hours, so then in such a case, of course, an ona is going to be dependent on whether we're talking about an ona of an equinox day of 12 hours or not. But if we're talking about Vestos, concludes the Taz, skipping down a little bit in the Taz, right before Dibar Maskel Venire, Masha'enke Beru'iyas Damnida Shani. Excuse me, Masha'enke Beru'iyas Damnida Shetolui Bizman. But when it comes to Riyas Dam Nida, it's dependent on Zman. Dahainu o balayla o bayom kefi vesta. When it comes to being koveya vestos, nasnu chachonim shir li iser shiyifresh mimena kol osa yom osa alayla. Here, Chazal spoke about the calendar, and the calendar is defined by either day and night, shirigilos, hein lefanav, hein laachron, favi shir shave bekulon. And there the shir is shave for everybody. There we don't differentiate what time it is of the year. So this is a very dramatic moment where the Bach brings a Beferish Gemara, which is a Pella that the Shulchan Aruch, how could the Shulchan Aruch miss that the Gemara says V'kama Ona, and you have a classic, if lack of a better term, a classic simple brisker teretz, and that is, you got to understand what the background of the Gemara is. There we're talking about Dam Besulim, so we're talking about Dam Besulim, it makes sense that there is a time extended period of time in which the dam we could assume is dam besulim, and that goes by hourly rate. It makes sense. However, here we're talking about a calendar. So here, when it comes to a calendar, there it's nikba al yedei yom v'al yedei laila. That's in regards to Av Yosef. So hence, we've successfully, with the help of the Taz, defended our custom. And as I mentioned, almost all poskim say that the minhag olam is not to follow the Av Yosef. The truth is, the Av Yosef has a lot of makoros that do support him, even though the gemaros by us don't necessarily support him. There is a lot of room to say that you adjust the day based on shows manios, etc., etc. However, the minhag olam is not to follow this Av Yosef. At the end of the day, it didn't even make its way into Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef was dochit, the Ramah didn't quote it, and the minhag olam is not to be machmir, even though there is a lot of logic to it. But at least in Meseches Nida, we've defended, there's simple reading on Mishnayis, as you have Ones Yom, Ones Laila, the notion that you adjust to Shel Zmanis, there's no Hechreach whatsoever in Nida. How you calculate in general days is much more of a complicated discussion in Kol HaTorah Kula, but at least in Meseches Nida, the approach that Beis Yosef has been defended. Okay. Yeah, Michael.
It could be more than 12 hours at certain points also.
That's right.
You could go both Lechumra and Lekula.
Yes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we go to the next discussion in the Beis Yosef, so, and that's the Or Zeruah.
Why was everybody referring to this Av Yosef as a Chumrah then?
It's a Chumrah because if you asked any woman that to have to start calculating like this, it would be a Chumrah. That's why. Venice, that's how we're seeing it from the human perspective. Dibra Maskul Umasha Kosaf. You take a look at Dibra Maskel Masha Kasa, the Beis Yosef presents the Or Zeruah. Umasha Kasav, Imu Bayom. Once again, the Sifkatan Beis in the Beis Yosef. Umasha Kasav, Imu Bayom, Parashmenu Osa Yom Kula, Filim Avesis Besofo, Umutar Bayom Shalafana Vulachro. So Rabosai, it expressly is stated in the Torah that the Ona that is anticipated, she's Asura, because that's Samuch Levesta, and she's Muteres, both before and after. Comments to Beis Yosef. B'sof Perek Isha Shiosa Tzorcha, Ivzka Aluchasak Reb Yehuda, D'savar Hachi. So I hope you looked up that Gemara on Samach Gimel on the Beis. that there we have the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the entire Ona is Aser. There are some who say that only the Sha'os that she sees are Aser, and we don't pass like that. We pass in the Chumrah that the entire period is Aser. V'kach divrei kol ha-poskim, ulafuke mashinim tzukos v'ashem arzura, porish adam mi'ishto samach levesta, chav dalet shos, that the arzura says to be porish 24 hours, im regila liras biyom porish men kol ha-sayom, v'alayla shelefonov. If she normally sees in the day, says the arzura, then she has to be porish the night before, v'chein lehepich adkan. The Beis Yosef is very, very sharp, v'ein tam, the biggest chumrah you have in the Gemara is on Samach Gimel and Mebez is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're Porish that entire Ona, but nothing more than that. And the Sefer HaOgur says that the Arzarua is a chumrah yisera. Now this is a bomb kasha. How could the Arzarua introduce, and there are many different approaches in terms of how to understand that, how could the Arzarua introduce something that's expressly against a Gemara that we also on Seder, that the most stringent position is that you're Porish a full Ona, you're not Porish Porish the hours, you're Porish the Ona, and that's a Chumrah. So how in the world can the Arzarua suggest such a thing that's against a Beferish Gemara? So I was always enamored with the Shach. Enamored the Shach for many, many reasons. When I was learning Yeridah with Rav Ganak Shlita from him, Rav Ganak once said, he was in the middle of a complicated machlokus between the Shach and the Taz, and he said, Rav Soloveitchik, he stopped for a moment. Rav Ganak, Kedarko, the Kodesh, will stop and shear for a few minutes. I'll just be silent. I'll just be looking at the Shach and the Taz. So he stopped for a few minutes, and he was silent. He was clearly, he learned with us. And he's so busy, he has a lot of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders. So he comes into Chabur and he learns with the guys. So he stops in the middle for a few minutes. And then as he's thinking about the machlokas that we're learning, he said, Rav Soloveitchik once said that sometimes I feel bad for the Taz. The godless of the Shach is mind boggling. And this Taz was great. This last Taz that we did was fantastic. But the Shach is... Shach passed away. I'm older than the age, and I'm a little kid, and I'm older than the Shach was when the Shach passed away, which is a wake up when you turn 40 years old. The Shach, if I'm not mistaken, passed away at age 39, and the Shach is a confluence of both Bikias and Gainas. It's absolutely mind boggling. There's no one in history, in the history of Halacha, the last 1,000 years, who in his work combined such awesome bekias and such awesome gion like the Shach. So I was always enamored by the Shach, like all, like many Talmidim, but particularly this Shach. I was always blown away by the Shach. How could the Arzarua be against the Beferish Gemara? So says the Shach beautifully. Says Goinus. Now this is a case where the Shach is Goinus, although I'm not sure it's the Emes. But it's Bekatonti. But says the Shach, awesome. He says, what was the case in the Gemara? We saw that the Lashon of the Gemara in Shuas Yudches on the days is that a woman sees at a particular period of time and she has a chiyuv to be porish samach levesta. How much? Maybe a couple hours before, according to some Tanoim, maybe more than that, according to Reb Yehuda, a whole day, the same. Argues the Shach, that's when you know when her ona is. But what happens if her ona is erratic? Her ona is that one day she sees at 3, one day she sees at 9, one day she sees at 5, so then the whole day is her ona. So what's samuch levesta? Argues the Shach, samuch levesta is the ona before. That's samuch levesta, the ona before. Vamevin Yavin, I'll only make as a reference, I decided not to do it. Ramesha, we looked at it a little bit together. This approach will fit in with the Sidrei Tahara that I put on the Maror Mekomos. It always has to be before, because the Chshash is that we're Choshesh Samach Levesta of before the time that we expect her Vesas to come. So let's take a look at, let me just explicate a line from the Shach now that we explained it, and we'll go back and explain again. The Shach, five lines before Sif Katan Ches in Sif Katan Zayin. Halfway through, he quotes the Arzarua, and he concludes, Avul Nergila Liras Bayom Ve'en La Shal Kavua Rak Lepa'amin B'Tchilaso Lepa'amin Bem Tziyaso Lepa'amin Misalfo Im Kain Kol Ayoim Vestav. Then the whole day is her Vestas. V'Domi Kilo Ayo Vesta Kol Ayoim. And it's like her Vestas is the entire day. V'Vadai the Isha Shevesta Kol Ayoim. Now we're about three lines from the bottom of Sif Katan Zayin. Shevesta kol yom, Sri chaluf rosh kol alayla shalafanav. Then of course she has to be porish before. What a brilliant chap in saving the Arzarua against the Farish Gemaras. Again, kedarke rabosenu, the things that should bother us the most is how does it fit back into the Gemara? How does it fit back into the Gemara? So before we were bothered, how does our halacha fit back into the Gemara? Here we're bothered that the Chumrah of the Arzarua, how does that fit back into the Gemara? So the answer is this Gaonus of the Shach. Now, I'm not sure whether the Shach had the Arzarua under his thumb. For those who have this edition, the Shiras Devorah edition of the Shulchan Aruch, they raise one Ha'ara in terms of the Arzarua, and I would like to raise another one, which I was thrilled to see that I was mechaving to Rav Ozner Zatzal. If you take a look, we have it in the supplemental booklet from last week. Last week's supplemental booklet, I photocopied for you the Arzarua. So if you look inside, in the Arzarua itself, in Shin Nun Ches, all the way at the end. Umori Avi Ha'ezri. By the way, the Shiras Devorah points out that this is again the Ravya who also quotes the Avi Yosef. So some put together the Chumrah of the Avi Yosef with the Chumrah of the Arzarua. I'm not going to do that. The Shiras Devorah puts the two Chumras together. I'm going to focus on the words that are in front of you. In the supplemental booklet, the Arzarua from last week, the Arzarua at the end of Shin Nun Ches, right before Shin Nun Tes, eight lines from the bottom. Umori Avia Azri, Amarli. First word in line is Ishto Kigufa. Sheregilim Lifrosh, Samuch Levesta Chav Dalit Shavas. Shimregila Liras Beyom, Parishman of Kolalila Shalafanev. Vimregila Liras Belaila, Parish Mimena Kolayom, Vayom Shalafaneham. What was his lashon? Sheregilim, that we are accustomed. It seems clear to me that the simple pshat of the Arzarua is that it's not Medina de Gemara. It's not Medina. It was a chumrah.
That's
the Bach. It's a chumrah. Yecholiyot. Now the Bach says Amach Mitav Olav Bracha. Is that you mean more than that? What do you mean by that?
He says the Bach says that there was never Medina de Gemara. It's
Roy
because...
So now I'm saying that if you look in the Arzarua, that's what the Arzarua says. The Arzarua says it. The Arzarua says that we were regilim. So even though the Shach is goinus, and it could be pshat. In other words, the Rishon could have said it.
The Lashon of Bach is,
Avroi lachma shalom in alacha. So the Arzarua says that they were regilim. Now why were they regilim? That, you could speculate. Maybe because the Ravya also holds of the Avi Yosef, this is Vamei Vinyavin. That the Ravya also holds of the Avi Yosef and they had difficulty calculating the times. That could be Vamei Vinyavin. Or they were just afraid that people were going to get confused. Or they were Choshesh for the Shach Svara, but not as Mi'ikr Dedina, claiming that it was Medina de Gemara, but they held that there's room to be Machmir. Either way, it's clear from here that the Arzarua is a chumrah that was regilim beinayim, but not mi'ikr didina. Now, of course, once one has that awareness, that is very, very important in terms of dealing with the Arzarua. Because when you have the Shach, and the Shach tells you it's mi'ikr didina, you know what the Shach did? The Shach turns the Arzarua into it, according to Psak of Ashkenaz, into a din d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa. That's what's going to happen, right? According to the Pischei Tshuva and so on and so forth. But once you look at the original source, of the Arzaru itself, it's clear that he wasn't coming Midina de Gemara, and since it's clear that he wasn't coming Midina de Gemara, it would seem that it is a Chumrah. How should one be knowing? So the Rav Vosner himself brings down that the minig has been for many to be machmir. It's common here in Eretz Yisrael for many to be machmir for our zeruah. Some are machmir particularly, and this is why I said it's going to come back. Every time we discuss another vesas in Kuf Pei Tes, we're going to have to discuss the Arzeru in the context of that Vesta. So some people are machmir for an own abeinus and are not machmir for other Vestas. That we'll come back to. I asked Rav Nevinzal Shlita how to teach this in the Kolel, and Rav Nevinzal told me, it comes out, Rav Yaakov, that both times it's exactly the Lashon of the Bach. Rav Nevinzal said that it's to teach that it's a Chumrah, and those who want can follow that Chumrah, but Meikur the Arzeruah is not Meikur the Dina, so that every person makes their Cheshbon, Vizartim B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam, etc. I always was noted to what Yisrael and Moshe were pushing me about in the previous Sugya. Now, I thought that there was a room to say that maybe you should be Machmir for the Arzarua only if you're talking about a Veses Kavua, not for a Veses Sheina Kavua. Maybe there's room to make such an argument that when it's a Veses Kavua, so then you know for sure it's the Veses, etc., etc., there's room. But the Chassam Sofer in the Simen that I believe I gave you in the past, I think it was in Kuf Ayin Tes. It was in Kuf Ayin Tes. Did I give you the Chassam Sofer in Kuf Ayin Tes? The last photocopy? No, it's Kuf Ayin. But in the Chassam Sofer and Kuf Ayin Tes, the Chassam Sofer there clearly talks about being machmir. Take a look at the Chassam Sofer. He talks about being machmir for the Arzarua, even by a woman that has a Vesa She'ena Kavua. I did find that the Masifta Shulchan Aruch does quote a Shail Sechuvas, Churas Shai, I don't know who that is, who makes the argument that I thought that there was room to say to differentiate between a Vesas Kavua, a Vesas She'ena Kavua, but at the end of the day, the halacha is, as we described, that it seems that the poskim who say that one should be machmir do not differentiate between a Vesas Kavua and a Vesas She'ena Kavua. Nevertheless, it is as Rav Nevinzal presented as far as the Arzarua. There is a great kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, and you'll see. And this is the schluss of watching Titans fight in Torah. This is amazing. We're going to see Rabbi Kiva Eger is not happy with the shach at all. If you take a look, Rabbi Kiva Eger, not only is the shach not muchruch in the words of the Arzaru and Simin Shin Nun Ches, but as well, Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like the argument of the shach himself. So in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sif Katan Gimel, Vesta Kol Yom Vadai, he's on that shach, where the shach says, if the Vestas is on her entire day, so then he says you have to be parish before. L'fiyani is daiti arvecha arva tzarech. This is a Talmud expression. An arev is a collateral, right? So if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so then in such a case, Shimon might ask for Binyamin to be the Arev and to be someone who he could collect from. Now, when Binyamin gets an Arev, becomes an Arev, so now Binyamin needs to have someone that he could go to collect money from when he gets stuck. So that's Arvecha Arev, that the Arev himself needs a guarantor that he's going to be able to get the money from, the third party is going to be able to collect the money from. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's argument is like this: L'fiyani is daiti arvecha arva tzarech, de pshuta yesh lomar de gamba zayin tzarech lifrosh balayla shekodem. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says, Sifkat and Gimel, who says that the shach's assumption is correct? What does the shach assume? If a woman has an unpredictable veses, and the whole day is her Vesas, then of course she has to be Porish the day before. Says the Shach, that needs an Arev. That needs a guarantor. That needs a proof. You need to prove to me, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that even if you have an unpredictable Vesas, and the whole day is a Vesas, that you have to be Porish before. Maybe you don't have to be Porish before. Maybe Chazal said, Samuch. Samuch means around where the Vesas is. And who says our Svara is correct? What's our Svara? our svar is to say that that day is the Veses Mamish, and then there's a halach of Samuch beforehand, that's prior. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Mechitesi. Just because it's erratic, does that mean all of a sudden you view the whole day as the Veses Mamish, and now Samuch means before? Arvacha Arva Tzarech. You have to prove that, says Rabbi Kiveger. You can't just throw out a svara. So that is another issue, and that is that the Shach is making an assumption, and Rabbi Kiveger argues that that assumption requires a little bit more hechreach. Tov. So this is another reason why we view the Ar Zeruah as a chumrah, and again, the way of Nemetzal Shlita said it was that it is a chumrah that those who want to follow, there is definitely room for it, but at the same time, it's not Mikra Dedino. Let us go a little bit out of order now, and go on to the sugya of Hayotze Lederech, because in many ways it follows up with what we had discussed in Sif Beis. What we had discussed in Sif Beis was the halacha of Prisha, and whether Vestos are Doraisa and Derabbanan. So the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, are there any questions or clarifications? Things that, yeah.
Say that this, or zero would apply, or if any of the priests don't,
right, correct. The Chassam Sofer and most poskim assume that it will apply both for a Veses Kavua and a woman with a Veses Shemen Kavua. Correct. Okay, now let's go to Gemara Yevamis and Samach Beis and Mebeis. The Gemara Yevamis Samach Beis and Mebeis discusses the following here, I've got right here, the following nuance, which brings to fore the issues that we began with in our sugya. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, six lines from the bottom of Samach Beis on the base. Chayiv Adam lifkod es ishto b'shoa shu yotze l'derech, shenemar v'yadati ki shalom ohalecha. Hamehacha nafka, mehasam nafka. You need to make sure that there's shalom. Maybe there's another pasuk. Vel ishech chuka seich. Melamed she isha mishotekes labayla b'shoa shu yotze l'derech. That because a woman desires her husband, and when he goes out, so then they need to have relations. By the way, the poskim describe that this chiyuv clearly will only be for the amount of time they have a mitzvah to have tashmish. So for example, the Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chacham is poked ishto milel Shabbos alel Shabbos. Different professions, there the Gemara says they have different systems of relations. So if he's going to go, if he's going to leave, if he's going to take a flight, let's say he's a businessman in New York, he takes a flight to Cleveland and he comes back within those 2 days, so presumably this halacha doesn't apply if he has a din, let's say he has a din Talmud Chacham. Okay, so Amar Rav Yos, what's that? Which poskim said it?
I saw more of a time for the husband before he calls, and therefore.
Right, but what I saw was most poskim assumed that it was the general shiur. I think I saw this in the Sefer Pischei Tshuvas. So I believe I saw. Amar Rav Yosef, lo nitzrucha ela samach levesta. The chiddush here is that samach levesta. In other words, that even though she expects her period to come, nevertheless, hayotze derech, there is a mitzvah. Then the Gemara concludes, v'hani milu dvar rishus, alu dvar mitzvah mitridi. That only applies to dvar rishus, but for mitzvah, so then he's targeted. We'll get to that in a moment. The alu dvar mitzvah, we'll get to that shortly. Tosvos, in Dibra Maskel, chayav adam lufkodes ishto, is extremely bothered. Tosas actually draws a conclusion that's different than the conclusion of the Beis Yosef that we had last week. Tosas says Vestos are Doraisa, which you see that there's a Machlokas of Bali Tosas. We have Tosas on Daf Tezayin, if I'm not mistaken. Tezayin that said the Vestos are Derabanan. Tosas Yivamas and Samach Beis and Beis says Vestos are Doraisa. How in the world could we encourage the husband to have relations if Vestos are Doraisa? So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns that this halacha isn't biyamanish. And that's reflected, these two opinions are reflected in the psak in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud. Harotze Latzeis Laderech. Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud. Harotze Latzeis Laderech. Sarech Lifgod Ishto Afilu Samach Levesta. That if somebody wants to travel, so then in such a case, he needs to have relations with his wife, even if it's Samach Levesta. The first daya, the Rama explains, holds that even Tashmish is mutter. Vafilu b'tashmish shari. Even Tashmish is acceptable. In the Beis Yosef comments on this Si'if, and he says from the Ravid that this is based on the idea that Vestos are Durabbanan. Beautiful. So what emerges is the Beis Yosef, again, that we've developed a few times, the Beis Yosef l'shitasov holds that Vestos are Durabbanan. So once again, this halacha could be understood through that prism, and that's exactly what the Ravid says. It's true that l'chatchila one is supposed to be poresh, but that chiyuv prisha is only going to be derabanan, and since the chiyuv prisha is only going to be derabanan, heim amru veheim amru. Chazal said that there are times that you should be poresh, and here, because of el yishech chukasech v'yadata gishalam ha'alecha, there's a requirement for them dafka fuch to have tashmish. However, the Rama continues, Mikomakom ha-machmir shalolufak derak bedvar ritzui tavol of bracha. He concludes that one should be machmir not to have relations. The Torah Shlomim has an amazing, amazing comment. This is a collector's item. If anybody's ever interested in what, how we deal with chumras, this is a collector's item about chumras. It's a fascinating Torah HaShlomim. In the Torah HaShlomim, Sifkotan Yudtes, he comments, V'kosa Marshal Shom Bebiro, two lines in, that the Marshal writes, V'koshali, Eich Shayich Lomar V'amachmir Tavol of Bracha. So there's a machlokis. Are they supposed to have relations or not? How can you say Amachmir Tavol of Bracha? What does it mean to be machmir? Remember I told you Rav Avram Willig's line from Rav Willig about that a chumra in the Hilchos Nida is a kula in Shalom Bayis. So this is it. This is Tarashan. It's a Tarashan. It's a Marashal. The Marashal says, I don't understand. The Marashal was known to be very... The Rama was his cousin. The Marashal was the older cousin. And the Marashal was very tough on his kid cousin, the Rama. He used to give him a lot of musa. So here he goes. He goes off, says the Marashal, you're going to use the expression machmir tavol of bracha. You'll be machmir, you'll get a bracha because you'll be parish. He says, "Hova amar chayv lifka des ishto." He has a mitzvah to be poke des ishto. Adarab zekori chomer. Misha medagdet chayim mitzvah kil chasa. The mitzvah chayv adam lifka des ishto. That's the chomer. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful give and take between the marashal. And this is a collector's item about the idea that every chomer could become a kula and every kula could be a chomer. Torah Shalom, Torah Hashlamim, Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkatan Yutes, of Mamish, a collector's item, where he questions the Machmir Tavol of Bracha. But the generally the assumption in Ashkenaz is that there's room to be Machmir, and the Rama though adds that Chibuk and Nishuk might be different. Ukvar nispar, the Rama goes on, the kolmine kurva va'ava shori milvat hashmish. And we've already spoken about that all type of kurva ava is permissible. What does the Rama mean that we've already spoken about all kurva and ava as being permissible? So that is the Rama tipping his hand that he agrees with the mechaber that says in Siv Beis that when there's a chiyuv to be poresh, it doesn't include chibuk v'nishuk. If you remember, last week we saw that that poskim point out that the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, that there's a chiyuv of prisha, is only from tashmish mamish, but chibuk v'nishuk would be permissible. However, the Bach and others were machmer, and the Shaf quotes it. Here we have that the Rama understood that Meikar Dedina 1 could be Meikel. So hence, the Rama's conclusion seems to be that the Machmir Tavol of Bracha is that Chibuk V'Nishuk would be acceptable when there's the Yotzei L'Derech. However, Tashmish, according to the Rama, would be discouraged. I was thrilled to see that the Poskim point out that the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, makes no mention of the fact that the Rambam The Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam makes no mention of this Gemara. The Rambam does not codify this Gemara. Very, very interesting. The Rambam makes no mention of Chayv Adam Lifkod Ishto Samuch Levesta. So one could argue that in Lahagdil Torah Ladir, and I saw this in the Aruch Lener, that the Aruch Lener says that that's because the Rambam holds a Chiyuv Prisha is the Raisa. So of course, if that's so, so you don't need a Gemara. That the fact that you should take your wife out to dinner, you need a Gemara to tell you this. But the fact that you chayv adam lifkod l'ishta to say dvaritzoi, to the Rambam that would be a davar pashut. The Rambam would disagree with Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara is talking about dvaritzoi. The Rambam doesn't pass in that way because as the balitosis are bothered, at the end of the day, the chiyuv prisha is daraisa. The chiyuv is prisha is daraisa. Then you have to say that we don't pass like that in Gemara, and hence the Rambam doesn't bring down that Gemara. It would be appropriate, like Rabbeinu Tam says, divrei ritzui, etc., etc. So the Rambam might hold that even chibuk v'nishuk, maybe yesh lodim, whether the Rambam would hold chibuk v'nishuk is appropriate, and the fact that you're supposed to take your wife out to dinner before you leave, and so on and so forth, and give her the appropriate attention that she deserves, that's obvious, that you don't need a Gemara. So that might be the emes lamito in the Rambam. Yes?
Wouldn't it still make sense for the Rambam to say this not in the context of Veset, but still like whenever someone's just traveling and it's not an issue of Veset, shouldn't he have made mention of this somehow?
The Chayv Adam Lifko Desishto Kodim Shiyotze L'Derech without the Halacha.
Right.
Yefeh. I like the Kasha. It's a nice Kasha. I hear what you're bothered by. That's a nice Kasha. At the end of the day, the Rambam should have spelled that out. Yefeh. Yeah. That's a nice Sahara. There is an exception to this rule, the Gemara says. And the Ramah quotes it. Let's go continue on in the Ramah. We saw it briefly in the Gemara. V'im holech l'dvar mitzvah, ein tzarech lifkod ishto. But if he's going for a mitzvah, so then he doesn't have this requirement of having relations. So let's take a look at Rashi on that Gemara. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, we discussed this in the Beis Medrash a little, Rashi says, L'dvar mitzvah, Aval l'dvar mitzvah lo, mishun detarid b'mitzvah, but with dvar mitzvah he shouldn't because, A, he's tarid, inami mitrid b'tashmish v'yivatel b'mitzvah. Or else Rashi says, that he is involved with the mitzvah, that's one explanation, or he's going to be, we're concerned, that he's going to focus on his wife, and he'll forget about the mitzvah. So two explanations. So we were discussing, Rafi and I were discussing in Seder, what would be the nafkamina between these two explanations in Rashi. So Rashi's first explanation is that if he's tarid the mitzvah, then he's exempt from chayav adam lifkod es ishto. So what's that halacha? That halacha is that we're telling him that you should know that if you already oseik in a mitzvah, you're going l'dvar mitzvah. The post can give the example of pidyon shvuyim. But I don't know if it has to be pidyon shvuyim. Sarachiyun, what type of mitzvah we're talking about. The Avrichim asked me, and I didn't see anybody give a particular example. But he's osik in the mitzvah. We're telling you that you no longer, you're potter now from chayv adam lifkod ishto. You were osik in this mitzvah. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi is that Rashi says you're not supposed to have tashmish. So what would happen if the person would say that I'll have tashmish, and I know it won't take away from the mitzvah. I'll be with my wife and it won't take away with the mitzvah. Which is most instances, right? Then he's leaving, he's going to do the mitzvah when he gets to New York. Now he's not involved with the mitzvah. So according to the second day, there's a chshash. You're not supposed to be osik b'tashmish because you're going to come to forget the mitzvah. According to the first day, so then in such a case, then the individual does not have that chiyuv. That would be a difference in Rashi. And I thought that comes out also from the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe's explanation over here. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe and how they describe the Dvar Mitzvah. In Os Yud, in the Tur, we have this halacha, as well as having it in the Beis Yosef in Os Yud as well. So the Beis Yosef's lashon all the way at the end of Os Yud is Vahani Mili Lidvar Rishus, Aval edvar mitzvah mitrid pirush mitrid bifkida v'yivatel min ha-mitzvah. The Beis Yosef understands that the reason why the mitzvah they should not have relations is because he's going to be distracted and he'll end up being mevatel the mitzvah. So it's, if you will, it's aser according to the Beis Yosef, which sounds like to me like the second reading of Rashi. However, you take a look at the Darkei Moshe in Sif Katan Hey, v'chein pasuk v'ago shari dura d'l'dvar mitzvah ein sarich l'folkta. The Darkei Moshe is different. Now, whether the Darkei Moshe is the first Lashon of Rashi, I'm not sure. But the Darkei Moshe, what does the Darkei Moshe say? You doesn't have to, ein sarich. There isn't a responsibility. He doesn't have it. That he doesn't have to. So I wanted to say a drush, and I'm not sure if it's correct. But one could argue, what is the Darkei Moshe's logic? The Darkei Moshe learns, the Dvar Mitzvah, he doesn't have to. Does it fit into Rashi?
No, he's going to go Shari Dura.
Right, it doesn't fit so smoothly into Rashi, right?
Maybe he's holding like...
So we have three different reasons, right? Rafi, it doesn't fit so well into Rashi, right? The Darkei Moshe, I don't know. Yesh Lodin, it's quoting Ago Shari Dura. The question is whether that's also Rashi. It would seem to me, I'm about to say an interesting chiddush, which not la lacha, just la agdil toru la adira. It would seem to me, I think there's a lot of emes here though, in this yisod. If I'm saying yisod in shalom bayis matol manai, it would seem to me that when the husband is going to make money, so on a certain level he's choosing the money over his wife. So then he has to remind his wife that she's his first priority. But if he's going with dvar mitzvah, so then there isn't a chiyuv. We're assuming that the wife also appreciates that he's going with dvar mitzvah. So if he's going because of money, so then in such a case, he's going for business, he's going with dvar rishus, so he's choosing something else over her. But when you choose ruchnius, then he's not choosing over her. Now obviously, that's in the world of ideals. It needs to be how that's in the olamas alyonim, in the halacha and so on. How it manifests practically, of course, is, but I think there's emes bago that in terms of this chiluk between rishus and dvar mitzvah. Nowadays, I would encourage it, even if someone's going with dvar mitzvah, to most definitely to follow the tzad that one should be with one's spouse, whatever that means. That for each couple, of course, that's depends on many different dynamics. Okay, Rabosai, let's go on to a new topic. We're ready to roll, right? Ready to go on. Nachon?
Okay.
Yes.
Is it because the whole heter is because that she might say this is onus prisha?
Okay.
So the whole heter is if he's going out with dvar rishus, so that pops up with him. If there's dvar mitzvah, so the heter is gone. He's left with the iser, no?
And why would there be a difference if it's dvar rishus and dvar mitzvah? Why would that make a difference? Why is it that when he goes to Dvar Mitzvah, then the Isser is still there, and if he goes to Dvar Rishus, not? It needs more Be'er, Tosefes Be'er. The next set of halachas, which on page number 4, are categories number 2 and number 3. That's what we'll do, Be'ezer Hashem, for the rest of Shir now. I think the most effective way of learning them is actually first learning Sif Hei and Vav. We'll go through Sif Hei and Vav in the tour, and parts in the Beis Yosef, and then come back to Siv Gimel. I think that is the best way to learn it. I'm not sure, Ad Kedei Kach, I'm not sure why the tour was written in this order, where you have Gimel and Dalet, particularly Dalet before Hei and Vav. In terms of the sugyas, it makes sense more to start with Hey and Vav. We've already made reference to the Gemara on Samach Gimel on the Beis, in which there are different shitas about when there is a Chiyuv Prisha for the Ona. But let's now take a look at the particular examples of the Mishnah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on Samach Gimel on Beis. That will introduce Si'ifim Hey and Vav, and then we'll go back to Dalet. Zok de Heilige Mishnah. The Mishnah on the first wide line, on Samach Gimel on the base, on Samach Gimel on the base, Hoysa limuda lios roa imanei tzachama. If a woman it's common for her to see with the coming of the Netzachama, Eina Asura El Ima Netzachama. She's only Asur during that period of time when the sun rises. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Yom Shela. Now this is a very, very deceiving expression of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ad Kedekach, when I was preparing the shir, I got confused. I got stuck in the Beis Yosef. I couldn't read the Beis Yosef because I got confused what the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Yom Shela. So one of the mitzvahs of Haftar Echad Kamocha is that if you got stuck in it, then someone else probably also got stuck in it as well. So let's read this Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Yom Shela. Rashi says, Muteres l'shamesh, misha over neitzachama v'lo rasa. Avol kol alayla shalifnea neitzachama shalvesta asura l'shamesh. So if she sees with the nates, so then in such a case, she's usur the night before, and it's mutter for her to have relations the next day. By the way, the Chabas Das points out in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is really just based on this Mishnah, that we see from the Lashon, the Chabas Das says it in the Shulchan Aruch, once again, I think it's really from the Mishnayis, we see from the language of the Mishnah that what's the turning point between day and night, or night and day? Neitzachama. Here, this is a nuance, which when I was your age, I always got thrown off by. Let's just say it out very, very, very clearly. And that is that Hilchos Nida is different than most other areas of Halacha. Hilchos Nida has the day being shorter. It has the day being from Neitz to Shkia. Even though in Halacha, generally, we say you have two Bein HaShemashos and so on. No, when we're talking about Onas, the Ona is from Neitz until Shkia. We'll talk in Mirtz Hashem later in terms of Bedikos and other things, but in terms of being Kovei the Onas, it's from Neitz to Shkia, even though that is inconsistent with other areas of Halacha, which we'll get back to the Avi Yosef, that even though there are times in Halacha that we take into account shows Manias and other things, Hilchos Nida works differently. Why it works differently is an interesting question, but that's the rule over here. The Neitz Hacham is the critical juncture of whether deciding it's the Onas Hayom or the Onas Halal. Mitzuyan. There's a massive Machlokas Rishon of how to apply. Of course, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, Asur l'shamesh kol hayom. And there's a massive Machlokas Rishonim in terms of how to apply this Mishnah. And it appears very clearly in the Tur in Sif Hei. Im regila liros ri'ya miruba mikodem aneitzachama ad la'achar aneitzachama. If it's common for her to see a lot of blood prior to Neitz, and that continues after Neitz. Now here's where there's room for a machlokas. The Mishnah was talking about a case ima neitzachama. Now the Beis Yosef will discuss, the Rishonim are going to argue, how you define the word ima neitzachama. Is it talking about that it started before and it continued after? Ayin sham be Beis Yosef, that they're going to be the Rishonim, that the Beis Yosef calculates how each one of the Rishonim read the words in Netzachama, and due to the fact that we're supposed to do all of Hilchos Nida by Pesach, we're not going to be able to go through the Beis Yosef. So I'm looking forward to one period of time where we spend 3 years on Hilchos Nida, Beis Hashem, to do every line of Beis Yosef, but it's not going to happen this time around. So the tour says that. There is this machlokas rishon, how to read ima neitzachama. So what's machlokas rishon? Ikoman d'omer, there are some who say, shasura kol hayom v'kol halayla, that she's asur both the day and the night. Da'hi shaita kula shasa vesasi. If she saw both at night and during the day, so then you got 24 hours, both day and night. V'ikoman d'omer, debasar tchilas havesas aslinim. And there are some who say, that you go after the beginning of the Vesas. V'lo mitzra el alayla. V'arayvid kasa, and the Ravid's opinion is, she'ein asur el alayla, u'bayom shenimshach, kishir shenimshach bo. And the Ravid says, that what asur is going to be, not only the period of the layla, where it started, ein achanami, you go, basar, tchilas ha-Vesas, however, the Ravid says you do have to take into account the time that you know the period extended, but you will not have two extended vestas. The Rajba quotes these shitas in the Taurus Abayis, the Rajba and the Rush. The Rush is the one who's quoted in the Beis Yosef as quoting all of these opinions, and the Halacha is clear in Shulchan Aruch. We have three opinions in the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch is clear. He paskins like the Ravid. Let's take a look. Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch is unambiguous. Im Regila Liros Riya Mikodem Anetzachama Ada Neachra Anetzachama Asura Balayla Ubayom Kishir Hanimshech Bo. So what's Asur is during that period of night, as well as the extension of the Shir Hadam Shinimshech Bo. The logic of the Ravid is very straightforward. The Ravid says the Ona is the beginning. That's what you follow. You follow the beginning. And then, at the same time, that's the Ona. But if the bleeding continues, then you can't be Makel at a period of time when we know for sure she bled. So the Ravid says, you don't say that there are two Onas just because it overlapped both periods of time. A very, very logical shita of the Ravid. Tough. That's one Machlokas. Now we get to the most dramatic Machlokas, which is just the next step over from the Shiloh Netzachah. The Tur then decides that this is the right place to bring in another basic Machlokas Rishon. And this Mara Makom is going to be one of the most important Mara Makomos for us in terms of deciding a woman's Veses. Says the Tur, going on in the Tur, Sivva. Vim Vesta Nimshach Shnei Yomim O Shlosha Yomim. But if her Veses goes on for 2 or 3 days, Sheshofas O Midalefes Shnei Yomim O Shlosha Yomim, that her period extends for 2 or 3 days, Kosav Arayvid Shekulon Chashul Mikon Achas. So we want to know about, our topic is the Chiyuv Prisha. If her period extends for an extended period of time, so then in such a case, the Chiyuv Prisha is for 2 or 3 days. Why? Kaftor V'Ferach. Not Kaftor V'Ferach in terms of making a calendar, but Kafta V'Ferach in terms of the Shita. The Ravid himself is consistent. The Ravid says that the halacha is that you have to worry about the onset, that's the Ona. But any time that the blood continues, you can't say that she's mutter to her husband during that period of time. We know that she bleeds during that period of time. We know that's the time of her period. So the Ravid says, she's good, next month, you got to calculate all those days. Now, I'll give you a heads up. If that would be so, halacha l'maisa, we would basically knock out a significant period of time that husband and wife would be able to be together. It's a challenge enough that there's 12 days out of a month, a regular month, that husband and wife are no longer together. If you took the Ravid Shita, so then what would emerge? You have Veses HaFoda, you have a Veses HaChodesh, and so on and so forth. All of those things, you would have to, not only that day, the entire extended period of time. It's interesting to know what the Ravid and his community, they did.
Well, the days is she's anyway supposed to see.
What's that?
It's any would be that she's predicted to see.
The point is, though, that you would have to take into account that the extended period of time. Now, let me just explain. That most women's, their periods go on average for 3, 4 days. 3, 4, 5 days. So then that entire period of time will be asur according to Ravid. The Torah continues. Va'afal pishagiyat chidas havesa v'lo rasat sricha lifrosh kol yimei meshach havesas. V'chein kosav haramban. This is also opinion of Ramban. Shechosheshes l'kol yimei meshach havesas. Shekol yom v'yom veses bifnei atzmohu. Yavin, the Ravid and the Ramban might be different. Because the Ravid just viewed it as one extended period of time. The Ramban says that every single day is Asr, but that's just Amev and Yavin. At the end of the day, both of them say the extended period of time is Asr. Who saves the day? The Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, who was such a pain in the neck for us when we learned B'iyun. So over here, because the Baal Amor is really murderous, and he always turns the Gemara on its head. So here, the Baal Amor, in his argument, becomes the halacha. For Rav Zrachi Alevi Kasav, Shein Esricha Lifrosh Ela Onu Rishon Shel Aveses, you only have to be Porish the first Ovid, and Kim Sha'ava Onu Vlaraso Matersel Zeh Hiskim Adoni Avi Arash. So the Rush Paskin like the Baal Amar. And this is quite amazing that the Baal Amar won the day over here against the Ramban and the Ravid. But there's something even more amazing about this, considering that the Baal Amar wasn't one of the standard Pesachim. We could ask a bomb question. How did the Torah and Beis Yosef paskin on the previous Shiloh? They paskin like the Ravid. The Ravid says, you got to go the extension of the period. And the Ravid was Lushitas over here, said, you got to go the extension of 2-3 days. Frekdei legabach. If that's so then how could the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, for that matter, on the one hand, paskin like the Ravid in Sif Hei, yet in Sif Vav, reject the Ravid? Let's take a look. We didn't see the Shulchan Aruch yet. Let's see it. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Vav, Kufpe Dalet Vav, im Veses Nimshach Shnayim O Shosha Yomim, Sheshofas Omiz Alefes, Eino Tzricha Lifrosh, Ela Ona Rishona Shal Veses. All she has to do is be Parish on the first Ona, and that's Halacha L'maisa, that we make up a calendar, and that is that when her period began, sometimes it's a little bit of a question when her period began, but whenever her period, in other words, because sometimes there are drops, and Vamevin Yavin, we discussed that according to Rehul Yashiv, it's beginning of a regular Riyah, that's when her period starts. You don't have to worry about whether it's a Kesem or not. No, that's her normal period. Whenever the period began, so then you have to be Parish, and all of the times they're going to be Mutter. Any clarification questions, Rebbe Osei, before we go on? So far, so good? Beautiful. Comes along the Bach, in Dibra Maschil V'tema, in Sivkotan Zayin, V'tema, da poiskim l'charim seisrim zezeh, dikivan da rosh, dikas rosh tchila hakros harayvid b'ro riyam aruba, da sura ones halayla v'shal meshech havesayom. In the case of where she bled, starting from the night going through the day, he passing like the Ravid. How does he pass against the Ravid? It's a great question. Great question. I'll spare you, but the Baal Amor has a great Raya from Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. When I was saying I was going to do a Talmidim, as many Gemaras as possible, but it's already late. Just to mark it down, if you take a look, the Beis Yosef has a great raya from the Baal, for the Baal Amor, right towards the beginning of Sifkat and Vav. Beautiful raya from the Gemara. To the Stira. How in the world could we say on the one hand that the Rush, and this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that when she has a Re'iyah that goes, that's in the night and extends into the day, she's usher both Balayla and into that period of Biyom, yet if she has a Re'iyah of 2 or 3 days, you only focus on the initial Re'iyah and nothing afterwards. So everybody addresses this question. It's a question that needs to be asked. So let's take a look at how the Bach himself answers it. And we'll see the Nosei Kalim give that answer as well. The Bach in Venira. Just continuing where we left off. In Dibra Maschel V'tema in the Bach. Venira Dafke Baro Re'iyah Meruba. Misof hanetz at toch tchilas hayom, kiva dekol ha'riya achasi mistabro ke'arayvit. The Bach says that if she has a flow, and the flow begins in the evening, late in the evening, at 3 a.m, and it extends to the next morning, so then that's one flow, and you can't say that it ended with daybreak. That's one flow, continues the Bach. Avol b'shofas beiz v'gimel yamim de'ena re'iya achas. But when it goes on for 2 or 3 days, notice the lashon. We didn't talk about a flow that didn't stop. And Rabbi Dr. Tzvi, I would imagine if a woman would literally bleed every moment during her menstrual cycle, it's not possible she would bleed to death. Would that be correct? In other words, in a period, in a woman's period, it doesn't mean that every single moment she bleeds. What's the second case? Notice the lashon. The lashon in siv vav is that shoshofas ozalafas. What is that? What is that? That's typical of a period, and that is a woman who is bleeding doesn't bleed every single moment. Yes, the blood will accumulate over an extended period of time, but shofas ozalafas. So for that, says the Bach, then you go only after the first ri'iyah. Al b'shofas beis v'gimel yom de'in ri'iyah achas. V'adomim sheroa ba'ona rishona hu tchilas aveses. And what's the beginning of her period? The beginning of her period is the initial ri'iyah. That's when it started. V'kol shem ra sheroa achakach domim yiseirim hein ditasfu ba. And we look at everything else. The halacha looks at all the other dam as being extra dam and not an extension of the original ri'iyah. And that's how a period works today. So even though the Ravid described a case in where she had one long ri'iyah, notice she had a very long bout where the blood didn't stop for a 5-hour period of time, and that goes into the next day. So then you have to be machmir into the next day. However, if it's the way most periods work, in which it's not just a 5-hour menstrual cycle, but rather she bleeds over 4 or 5 days, that's shofas v'zalefes, and with shofas v'zalefes, then the halacha is going to say that she's only usher on that ri'iyah rishona. Now, if you take a look at the Nosei Kelim, the Nosei Kelim have different lashonas of how to deal with this particular question. There are different lashonas of how to deal with it. But I think the Bach's answer is really the Derech HaMelech. It's a beautiful teretz. And the Taz makes reference to it in Sifkat and Tess, the Bach's teretz. And we also have the approach of the Shach as well, that's slightly different, but the Yisod, I think, is this Yisod, and it's a very, very important Yisod for us to remember, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between when there was one extended flow that had to be a short period of time. So then in such a case, she's going to be Osir Bein Balayla Bein Bayom. If, however, it's the way in which a normal period works, that's Shofas Ozalefes, so then in such a case, she's only Osir based on the original Re'iyah. With that in mind, and the reconciliation of Siv Hei and Siv Vav, we're ready to go to the last halacha. And that is halacha of Si'if Dalid. What happens if you have a Safeg? In Siv Dalid, the tour comments, Chasa Raivit, V'im Regila Liros B'nei Tzachama, V'lo Kimla Shapir, I Kodem Anei Tzachama, O Achar Anei Tzachama, if it's common for her to see around Neitzachama, but she's not sure, Yesh Machmirim La'osra Kol Ayom V'chol Alayla, V'yesh Mekilim Shein Asur El Abiyom, V'chriyahu K'divrei HaMekilim. The Ravid says, what happens if you have a Safek? What happens if you have a Safek? She woke up in the morning. Let me give an halacha l'maisa example without ascribing this to the Ravid. She woke up in the morning and she noticed that she's in Nida around the period of Neitzachama time. But we're not sure if it's Kodem or Acharav. And once again, that's going to get back to how you read the Mishnah, Im HaNeitzacham. What does the Mishnah mean, Im HaNeitzacham? So the conclusion, the Hachra of the Ravid, is that she's only Osir Bayom. She's only Osir Bayom. Why? We're not sure she saw at night. We know for sure she saw in the day. Says the Beis Yosef, everything comes back full circle. Kasa arrived, Vestos derabonon. You have a suffix. You have a suffix whether it's the day or it's the night. You know for sure that she's got the Re'iyah in the day. Your only suffix was whether she saw at night. So Vestos are derabonon. Let's take a look. Kach kasa b'sefer balei nefesh in the Beis Yosef. V'kach kasa b'rosh b'shmo v'perek yishishi Yosef tzrachel. Siv Dalid in the Beis Yosef. Vestos in general at the Rabbanan. Kol shekein samach levesta. Hilka chavilei sveika the Rabbanan ulekula. V'lo chayshin el yom shu vadai b'mei nidasa. You only have to be choshesh for the day because vestos the Rabbanan. So that will be anticipated that the Mechaber who likes this idea also that vestos are the Rabbanan. Let's take a look. Siv Dalit, we are Mekel. In Siv Dalit, we are Mekel, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im Regila Liros, Re'ia Mikodem HaNetzachama. Achar HaNetzachama. I'm sorry, I was, hey. Siv Dalit. Im Regila Liros B'Netzachama, V'lo Kinlam Shapir, Yikodem HaNetzachama. Acharav, Eina Asura Ela B'Yom. We could be Mekel and say that all you're going to focus on is the daytime. Let's take a look here carefully at the language of the Shach and the Taz. Says the Shach, Sivkoton Yugimel, the Kivan de Vestos Midrabana, Havale Safek Drabana Kula Vainsar, Lifrosh Elabiyom, Shayevadai Bimeni Dasa, Harash, Ratzalomar. What does that mean that you could be Mekel? Da Filu Rasa Kodamanitzachama. Even if she saw prior to Netzachama, Mikol Makom HaYevadai B'meini Dasa, Hayom HaYevadai B'meini Dasa. The night is a Safek, the day is for sure. Masha'enken Alaya HaYevasafek, the night is a Safek. V'chein Pirshu Achronim. That's the Svara of the Shach, Vestos Darabanan. You know for sure is in the day, you don't know for sure is in the night. So Vestos Darabanan should be made. The Taz, some point out, has a slightly different lashon. What does the Taz say? Ela bayom, the kivan de bayom al kolpanu tmei talina tchilas hakilkala gam kein bayom. Since anyhow she's tamei during the day, so we say that the Tchilas HaKilkul must have started during that period of time. Now the Achronim point out that the Taz's Lashon is a little bit different than the Shach. The Taz's Lashon is that since it started in the day, Talinon Tchilas HaKilkul. We're Tola, we say we're not sure if there was a night, so we'll be Tola that it began during the day. Why do I make a big deal about this? Because the Baal Amor Lishitaso goes to town on the Ravid. And the Baal Amor says, what are you talking about? You go after the Tchilas HaRi'iyah. So there's an equal Safek. You know, the Safek is whether it began during the night or it began during the day. V'amevin Yovin, the Ravid, who doesn't go by the Tchilas HaRi'iyah, might not be fazed. But Vamevin Yavin, we who follow the Baal Amor, it really doesn't make the Shach has something that's a little bit missing to it. And that is that the Shach said that, oh, you saw for sure during the day, but at night you're not sure. So Vestos Darabanan, you look at a day. Who cares Vestos Darabanan? According to the Baal Amor and the way we paskin, you gotta look at the Tchilas HaRi'iyah. So there's a Safek HaShokul on the Tchilas HaRi'iyah. So in my edition of the Shulchan Aruch, they point out that according to the Taz is addressing that as well. That the Taz is saying, you're right, you look at the Tchilas HaRi'iyah, but since there's a Vaday Ri'iyah Bayom and you don't know there was a Ri'iyah beforehand, Talinan, we have the right to be told that it's the Ri'iyah during the day. That's Amevin Yom. For everybody, the Halach is clear. That if there's a suffix, if whether there was a Riyah during the night or during the day, the halacha says that you could be makel to say that it began during the day. According to Taz, the reason is because Tailina Lekula. Again, according to Baal Amor, it says that you're focusing on Tchilas HaRi'iyah, you have to use a little bit more of a mechanic than simply say Vestos Darabanan, and hence the Taz's language, they point out, is would help us even more. The Shach has interesting conclusion. The Shach Sifkot in Yudalid is Machmir. Comes along the Shach and Sifkot in Yudalid El Bayom. V'habach Kosav D'roi Lahachmir Mikoek Safek Leser B'yom U'Belayla ulefima shekasavti lil sefkat and zayin kol shekein hacha. Shach says like this. Come back to the Arzaruah. Shach says, I believe the Arzaruah is meikar d'dina. And since I hold the Arzaruah is meikar d'dina, so now, okay, bayom, you can be meikal balayla. But I hold that she's aser balayla anyhow. So therefore, lahalacha, the Shach says, you're going to have to be parish, bein bayom, bein balayla. And anyhow, says the Shach, the Bach was machmir, because you have the Baal Moris question, you have other questions, and therefore the Shach concludes the Chumah. Before we get to Halacha Maisa, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is awesome. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger mamish puts a checkmate on the Shach. Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here, in Sif Katan Hey, Divrei HaShach Eilu V'chem B'Sif Katan Tezvav L'chora Sosrim B'Sif Katan L'Dvar B'Sif Katan Zayin. The Dina de Ravon Rak Bein Lashakul Vespiom Riyasa. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what did the Shach say beforehand? Why are you machmir for the Arzaruah? He said, he gave this fascinating svar, that the whole day is considered her ona. And the day before is Samuch Lavesta. And the Shach over here says, just like over there, I was machmir for the Arzaruah earlier, you'll be machmir for the Arzaruah here. But wait a second. Over here we know exactly when her period is. When's her period? By Netzachama. Why did the Shach say in Sifkat and Zayin that you have to be machmir for the Arzaruah? He said because she sees at different times during the day, and that whole period of times becomes her ona, and Samach Levesta therefore is moved over the time before. So then how, if that's the true Svara, then how could the Shach say you have to be machmir for the Arzaruah? Over here we know exactly when she's going to see. Right around the Netzachama. So the Arzaruah is not appropriate. Back into the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So you see in Rabbi Akiva Eiger's words again. Divrei HaShach Eilu, V'chein, in another place, L'chor HaSosel, L'dvar B'Sivkat and Zayin. His own explanation that he gave, the Soser. The Ravon, Rak Bein L'Shokavu, B'Yom L'Rasa. He said that in Sivkat and Zayin that the Arzaruah was talking about a time where it's not Kavua. Over here there is a time Kavua, and he's still Machmir. That's a bonus. It's a fascinating that Rabbi Akiva Eiger really goes to town on the Shach over here, and we pointed out that the Chumrah of the Arzaruah also it seems, if you look in the Arzaruah himself, it was a Chumrah of Regilin, it's a Chumrah of Vizarte Minei Yisrael Mutumasam, and Lav Dafka based on the Svara of the Shach. Halacha L'maisa. So I think we could summarize over here, we have clear halachas in Sif Dalet Hey and Vav. By the way, Yotze L'Derech, going back to Sif Yud, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, so there it seems that in Ashkenaz one is Machmir not to have Tashmish. In Svarat one would be Mekel. Chibuk V'Nishuk, we saw last week, Echsam Seifer in Kuf Ayin, that is Mekel, as well as the Ramah himself is Mekel. The Echsam Seifer gave a beautiful Svar of why to be Mekel by Chibuk V'Nishuk. That we saw last week. The Ramah is also Mekel by Chibuk V'Nishuk, but in Ashkenaz it would seem that Bia would be prohibited. As far as the Arzaruah, we spoke about Halacha L'maisa, the Avi Yosef, we spoke about Halacha L'maisa, now Sif Dalet Hey and Vav. So, in terms of Sif Hey, we pask in that if she has a Riyah that she knows for sure that begins prior to Nates to after Nates, then Einach Hanami shall have to be her vessels will be the night before going into the daytime. If the period extends for a period of time, even though there were many Rishonim that were Machmir, it would have put us in a tremendous bind to say that she's going to be Usher for 2 or 3 days. We follow the Baal Amar who's Koveya, then you follow Tchilas Riyasa, even though it's against the Raivit and so on and so forth. And then we saw that this Baal Amar is something very deep, and how you read Sif Dalet will also need to be processed through the perspective of the Baal Amar. And in Sif Dalet, we spoke about a case of where there was a Safek in which she's regular Os B'nei Sachama, but it's not sure when she saw. So then in such a case, we say that the halacha is that she's Aser Bayom, not Balayla, and the reason is because we don't assume that she began seeing beforehand. What about halacha lemaisa when a woman wakes up and her period began? So then in such a case, what should she do about her vesas? So halacha lemaisa is as we have in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that she's machmir for the day, and she doesn't have to be machmir for the night. I did see that in the Sefer Mishmeres Tahara, he does quote from that Rav Yoshev was machmir and said that if there's a significant amount of blood, then in such a case, then the odds are it began the night before, and in such an instance, one would have to be machmir misafik the night before. However,
this whole in regards to the vesas for the next month?
For the next month. We're discussing for the vesas. We've been discussing this whole shiur. Everything's been discussing about calculating her vesas for the next month. That's what we've been discussing up until now. It's important to clarify. So I saw a quote in a couple of places, both the Masifta Shulchan Aruch as well as the Sefer Pisrei Tshuvos mentions that the Mishmeres Tahara quotes Rav Yoshev as being machmir if there was a lot of blood. Ultimately, I photocopied the Sefer Pisrei Tshuvos, which is an excellent Sefer. I mentioned it already a few times. He has an excellent job in his Likutim. It's spelled, it was a little bit unclear because we have the Sefer Pisrei Tshuvos and we have the Pisrei Tshuva, so many different derivatives of the same name. It's Pisrei Tshuvos, Pitrei Tshuvot. It's written by Sanon Ramat Beit Shemesh, who I haven't yet had the merit to meet, a Sfardik Talmud Chacham in Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's excellent, excellent work in terms of bringing things together. And he points out that the Chumrah is difficult. At the end of the day, he argues, if that would be so then we would have to say in Halacha that the notion of by Nida, Dayan, Shaitan is not true in all cases. We spoke about the path that if you find blood, so then you could assume that the blood was only from the time that you found it. So then the Halacha should differentiate whether there's a lot of blood or is little blood. He said the Gemara never differentiates that in the beginning of the Sechas Nida, whether it's, and we say that by Nida is Daya Shaita, with an exception with other women. So he says that the rule would be that one could be makel to start with that day. I would just point out that if there is an overwhelming Hechreyach, it's not that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Kimlon Shapir, it's not clear. But if it's obvious, in other words, he's quoting from Rav Yoshev that if there's a lot of blood, so then in such a case it's no longer, that you automatically have to be Machmir. So that, the Pisrei Tshuvos himself asks a couple of very, very strong questions on, and at the end of the day in Shulchan Aruch Meikel, I would just add that if she woke up right around Netzachama, and then there was a lot of blood, and it's an umdana de muchach, that it's not a case of lo kimlan shapir. It's quite clear, so then the halacha would be different, and then the halacha would say that presumably it starts from the night before. But if it's a case that there's any type of legitimate suffix of when her period began, the fact that zricha is early in the morning, let's say Netzachama is 5 in the morning, and she got up, that it was a vacation day, she got up at 9, and there was a lot of blood, so that a significant amount, that doesn't mean that she started bleeding before 5 o'clock. So then in such a case, it would seem to me that based on the Pisrei Tshuvos, that she would be usher on that day, not from the night before. If, however, she woke up at 5:15, and then there was a lot of blood, so then in such a case, then it's not a question of Lo Kimlan Shapir. It's quite clear that the bleeding began before, and the Chiyuv Prisha, the next week, thankfully, that we follow the Baal Amar, the Chiyuv Prisha would be during the night, and she would be Muteres the next month. After she calculated that night, she would be Muteres the next day. Okay, so we got up to Baruch Hashem, we got up to number 4, and that is, we're up to Kuf Pei Dalet Siftes. Bezer Hashem, we should be wrapping up Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. And going on to cases of a woman who says Tmeya. Yes. Yes. Now I apologize.